three men have been jailed for raping and sexually assaulting a young woman they met in a Dublin nightclub in August 2019, in what the judge described as a disturbing and truly shocking case. 39-year-old Anthony Hickey from Ballyogan Square in Carrick Mines and 42-year-old Fabio Vincente from Enniskerry in County Wicklow were each jailed for 15 years, while 34-year-old Matan Zulfagari was jailed for 13 years. Our legal affairs correspondent, Orla O'Donnell.
Anthony Hickey, Fabio Vicente and Matan Zulfagari met the young woman in a Dublin nightclub on August the 31st, 2019. She had stayed on dancing while her friend went home and was, the judge said, in a vulnerable state. The three men accompanied her as she left. She was raped in a car and in a house. Some of the attacks were videoed and shared on a group chat. Judge Paul Burns said to say the facts were disturbing was something of an understatement. He said the three accused behaved in a cruel, cynical, depraved manner, devoid of any semblance of human decency, acting on the basest of motives. He said it was concerted and simultaneous sexual abuse by three mature men of a vulnerable woman. Hickey and Vicente were sentenced to 16 years with the final year suspended. Zulfagari was sentenced to 14 years, also with the last year suspended. Orla O'Donnell, RTÉ News, the Central Criminal Court.
The Taoiseach Simon Harris has said he believes talks rather than tariffs is the sensible way to proceed in response to the latest global trade developments. It comes after US President Donald Trump announced 25% tariffs on all cars made outside the US. Jackie Fox reports.
Car and car part charges have long been a bone of contention for Donald Trump. He believes the US car industry is unfairly treated in foreign markets. For instance, the EU collects a 10% tariff on vehicles imported from the US, plus VAT, while the US charges only 2.5% on passenger cars imported from the EU. President Trump's 25% tariff on imported vehicles is due to come into effect next Wednesday. Taxes on parts are set to begin in May or later. Nearly half of vehicles sold in the US are imported, all by close US allies including Germany, Mexico, South Korea, Japan and Canada.
The High Court has been told the multi-million euro bitter legal dispute between the three shareholders of the Web Summit has been settled. The case had been expected to last 3 months, but after opening statements last week, Mr. Justice Michael Toomey had urged all sides to renew their efforts to settle. Vivian Traynor reports.
This multi-million euro lawsuit had been expected to take 3 months, but after just 1 week and opening statements containing bitter claim and counterclaim, the judge had urged all sides to work on an out-of-court settlement. Details of that settlement were not disclosed in court today, but afterwards Paddy Cosgrave said it vindicated everything Web Summit had done to protect its interests. The Web Summit founder had sued David Kelly, who holds a 12% stake in the business, for alleged breaches of directors' duties, connected to what he said were losses related to Mr. Kelly's role in a venture capital fund separate from Web Summit. Mr. Kelly and former director Dara Hickey had sued Paddy Cosgrave, alleging shareholder oppression and breach of a profit share agreement. They wanted a court order to have their shares bought back by Web Summit. Through a spokesperson today, Mr. Kelly and Mr. Hickey said they were very pleased with the settlement. Mr. Justice Michael Toomey said the agreement had now avoided a significant financial, reputational and personal toll on all concerned. Vivian Traynor, RTÉ News at the High Court.
Health workers at Our Lady of Lourdes Hospital in Drogheda are to engage in a one-day strike next Thursday in a dispute over staffing numbers. It's an escalation of industrial action by members of the Irish Nurses and Midwives Organisation and the Forsa Trade Union. Our work and technology correspondent Brian O'Donovan.
From Monday, 80,000 health workers are to begin industrial action in the form of a work to rule in a dispute over staffing numbers. Health unions and HSE management are meeting at the Workplace Relations Commission today in a bid to resolve the dispute. But just before the talks began, the INMO and Forsa announced an escalation of the industrial action in the form of a one-day strike at Our Lady of Lourdes Hospital in Drogheda next Thursday. The unions have accused HSE management in the Dublin North East region of continuing to book agency staff throughout the work to rule, which they say demonstrates a complete disregard towards the planned industrial action. In a statement, the HSE said it is approaching today's talks at the WRC in a constructive spirit with a view to resolving the dispute in the public interest. Brian O'Donovan, RTE News, at the Workplace Relations Commission.
And now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. Delivering exceptional performance with quiet operation, the Arona R290, Grant's most innovative heat pump. Visit grant.ie.
Dry in many areas for a time, but with some light rain and drizzle, mainly across parts of the north and west. Highest temperatures 10 to 16 degrees. And there's a warning that southwest winds will reach gale force 8 for a time this afternoon on Irish coastal waters from Slyne Head to Rosson Point to Malin Head. West to northwest winds will reach gale force 8 at times later on Irish coastal waters from Slyne Head to Rosson Point to Fair Head.